from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
It is the 11 o'clock hour of the G and Ursula Show, and Ursula, the 9 and 10 o'clock hour, I would love to tell you that it flew by, but it didn't. Good morning.
Good morning. We got into some very serious conversations. If you missed any part of it, I invite you to listen to our podcast, which will be available about 20 or 30 minutes after the show. We had some really deep conversations. We're getting a ton of emails and text messages, a lot of people saying thank you for having that. I can guarantee you, you will not hear what you heard on our show today, probably on any other show. And that is something that I'm extremely proud of, that we tackle difficult topics and conversations and have them and keep it real.
Yes.
We don't pretend to have all the answers. We explain and we show you how conflicted we can be. But these are important conversations to have, and I just hope that they help some people, maybe open your eyes, think of something a little bit differently. But these are important conversations to have. So I just want to say thank you to all of you who have stayed with us this morning. We're going to have another important conversation right now. Normally we do agree to disagree, but we have invited a guest to join us because in Pierce County, in a 4-3 party line vote, Democrats on the Pierce County Council recently passed an ordinance that would have allowed the expansion of safe parking lots for homeless people. But Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer vetoed the ordinance. It was his second veto in recent days. The other one, as we discussed, was over who has control over the flag that flies over the city county building. Executive Bruce Dammeyer joins us on the show right now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Ursula. Good morning, G, and I appreciate the chance to talk about this. This is a very important issue for Pierce County and our community.
It absolutely is. Of course, homelessness has been declared an emergency. We have a crisis that affects your county and this entire region. Why did you veto this particular ordinance?
So, first of all, Ursula, I wanted to start off to say that safe parking is done correctly is an important part of our strategies here in Pierce County. It's part of our comprehensive plan to end homelessness, and it's got to be done safely and securely and with the proper supports. That's why we have a contract right now with Homeward Bound to expand the number of safe parking sites in Pierce County. They're going to expand by 6 additional sites by the contract and to take the number of spaces from 27 to 60. So this is an important strategy that we see moving forward. But my problem with the proposal that came down from the council was twofold. The biggest issue was it was done as an interim regulation, which short circuits the normal public engagement process. And I would have supported that if it was just limited to the churches, but they also made a very broad expansion to all civic uses in Pierce County. And that means all parks, all daycare centers, senior centers, schools, government buildings. It was a very broad expansion, and I knew that we were not prepared to do that, that the community was not prepared to address that constructively. We needed to give the community the opportunity to understand and to get on board, and doing it quickly with that broad of an expansion was not the right move for Pierce County.
We've been talking about the homelessness crisis for some time now. As a matter of fact, down in Pierce County, it continues to increase. This was by the Pierce County Council was a temporary measure. Why is it that you could not just come back to them and say, hey, these areas, maybe the daycares and or this building, can you take that out and then I won't veto that? How come you couldn't do that?
Well, gee, we tried to do that. Our team was in there providing the feedback and providing things on what we could support. And I thought that was going to come to a successful conclusion. Unfortunately, for some reason that I don't fully understand, they chose to go a different direction. Again, we support safe parking done well, and we're learning how to do that and have some sites that are doing very well. It was just a broad expansion that I couldn't support.
Right now, there are 4 sites with roughly 27 spots between them, and most of the time, according to the sources I'm hearing, that these are waitlisted. So can you tell us, what are some, when you said when there was someone sitting there with them that was giving them feedback, outside of churches, what are some other areas that you would have been okay with for to allow parking?
Well, there, I mean, it depends a lot on, so first of all, churches are in a unique position. They are kind of part of our community. They have a mission to do that. So it's really part of their bailiwick. And we have a lot of very strong faith communities here in Pierce County. So there's a lot of opportunity there. When you get to the other places, the civic uses pieces, where there are people who are going to take their kids to school or going to the city hall to conduct business, they're not necessarily part of that group like the members of a church congregation. So I'm open to civic uses or some civic uses, but I think it needs to be done with a full engagement of the community in doing so.
Okay, so I understand churches. I just want to make sure that you offer up some other potential places where this might be okay. What are those?
So in my mind, all those need to come through a public engagement process. I could see some areas where it depends on the community where there are. I mean, I probably would, hard for me to see a daycare or a school as an appropriate site.
What about private businesses?
I'm open to private businesses. Absolutely. I was surprised that was in some of the early discussions around this proposal, and then that dropped out. And I was kind of surprised at that. I would be open to a private business who wanted to do it as long as they had the supports around the community or around those folks who are going to be there. This is about keeping people safe, and particularly the people who are parking and the broader community, it's both, and making sure that the people who are parking there are getting the supports they need. It's about transitioning them from that life. We don't want people to stay living in a car forever. We want to get them into housing, get them the supports that get them onto a much better life. And the sites that we have right now, there have been some very good success stories from those sites. That's why we want to make sure we're expanding on that. We want to make sure this program is successful and can be broadened successfully across more aspects of the county.
Executive Dammeyer, I want to hear from you because we talk about this being an emergency. What is working right now in terms of dealing with the homelessness in Pierce County? You talked about some of these things, but we have an emergency. There has to be this sense of urgency. Where do you think the county needs to be going in terms of trying to get people housed?
So some of the things that we have been doing that are very important down here in Pierce County. First of all, we've been bringing more people to the table. It used to be Pierce County and the city of Tacoma. Now we've got Lakewood, Puyallup, University Place, Fife at the table addressing the issue. We've been expanding the number of shelter beds and the type of shelter options. We recently opened, in a partnership with the city of Lakewood, the city of Tacoma, and Pierce County, Aspen Court in South Tacoma, which opened up 120 kind of beds and with services for people who are chronically homeless. There's now discussion between Pierce County and the city of Fife around another site similar to that in Fife. So there's a whole host of things that we have been doing, including safe parking. And right now, today, there are some folks from the Tacoma Rescue Mission and a member of my staff down in Austin, Texas, where they are getting trained on a model that we believe is very successful in providing a long-term supportive housing for people who have been chronically homeless. Down there, it's a very powerful called Community First Village, and it has restored kind of dignity to those folks who have been trapped on the streets, and it intentionally constructively engages the broader community in that work. That's something that's really important. We've got this aspect of intentionally engaging our community positively with our homeless, the people who have been chronically homeless. That's important, right? We've got to stop this separation, this view that they are other people, right? They're part of our community, and we want to make sure we're engaging it in a way that our community fully supports and addresses the needs of our folks who have found themselves homeless.
We're joined here by Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer here on the G and Ursula Show, and I'm glad you just said that. And I want to talk about this from a personal standpoint, right? This isn't something that I've read at all. This isn't something someone told me about. In 2009, I lived in my car. So now let's pretend like here I am living in my car and here I am today. When I hear you talk and talk about these things, I keep hearing about training going on in Austin. I keep hearing about hearing from the community. I keep hearing about what we're working on. And the truth is what I'm seeing right now, according to what's being said, there's 200 people that are found to be living in cars in 2020. I would assume that that has increased even more by now. Right now, we know that it is emergency right now. So I'll ask you this. Right now, let's say today, here it is. If this was 2009, Bruce, I'm living in my car. What do you say to me when I tell you there's not enough spaces for me to go, and right now I'm living in my car, I need a place to go?
So I would say to you, first of all, G, I would say that you're important to us, and we want to make sure that we are providing a safe place for you. We have expanded the number of shelter beds, so we could talk about a place at the Tacoma Rescue Mission if you wanted either park or take part in their congregate shelter. If you needed something that was other than that, we've got, you know, places like Aspen Court and the new one in Fife. We've got we have open shelter beds right now. And
what about my things, though, Bruce?
If you wanted to stay in your car, we would point you to some of the sites that are open now and the ones that we're going to open. Again, it's an important strategy. It's one of the many strategies to address homelessness in our community, and we're taking action on all those. But that's part of it. We need to be doing several strategies, and they've got to be done well. To build community support and to provide the kind of support and restoration that many of our people who are chronically homeless need.
I think what G was trying to illustrate is that sometimes you don't have that kind of time. And you mentioned the Tacoma Rescue Mission. My understanding is, isn't it shut down right now because of a kitchen remodel, or it's altered in its ability to help folks right now? Here's my question.
That's just their food service. They have other ways of delivering the food service. It's just their kitchen is shut down, not the shelter.
Okay, so the Metropolitan Development Council shut down the Tacoma Detox Center, leaving what we were told was just two beds for people who don't have private insurance to detox. Is that part of your plan to help increase the number of beds that are available if you aren't lucky enough to have private insurance?
Yes, that's not quite part of our. So we have been providing a lot of support, including behavioral health and substance use disorder support for folks who are homeless. But that is also a much bigger issue that we're looking at how we deal with that with our integrated care. That's a whole healthcare, broader healthcare discussion that we've been also working hard to lead on, because that is a huge problem. We do not have enough substance use disorder beds and detox beds in Pierce County, and that's a failure of a lot of things. And we've been working very hard to try to get those redeveloped through our broader, it's a broader healthcare issue. So that is important, but your point is exactly taken, that one of the things that we've been really focusing on is taking services to where people are. So we are to make sure there are behavioral health services and mental health and substance use services at the Tacoma Rescue Mission, at the shelters. We want to make sure that there's the case management and support at Safe Parking, so people can get the support to get out of that situation. We're all about helping people get restored and onto to the best possible life they can, like G did, right? We want the G success story for everybody who is living in their car or everybody who's homeless to the greatest degree possible. That's what we want in Pierce County.
I appreciate that, Bruce, but mine came down to luck and came down to someone having empathy for me and somebody that helped. And so my question right back to you is this. Right now, currently, there's 27 spots at four churches. In your opinion, it is May 3rd, I believe. When do you believe that there's going to be more open spots for people that are living in cars?
So we've already funded the contract. That's already out and opening. So they're planning to open. They're approaching churches about six new sites right now. So we do think this is an important strategy. I don't know exactly when they're going to be open, but I know Homeward Bound is out there working with churches in partnership to do this right now. We've signed the contract. They've been funded to do it.
Bruce, I'm going to switch gears here because I know that this is your third and final term as county executive. There have been rumors and discussions, even within our newsroom, and a lot of people are saying, I bet Bruce Dammeyer is going to run for governor. Do you have any plans to run for governor?
Right now, Ursula, I'm halfway through my second term, and it has been quite a term. I got a lot of work to do in Pierce County. That is my sole and complete focus at this point.
Oh, apologize for the error there.
No, okay. It's okay. It's all good. I don't expect you to know.
Why did I think it was your
Pierce County charter?
Okay. I apologize for that, but you're not thinking of any runs for a higher office at this juncture?
I am focused on Pierce County. There's a lot of important. You all know that this is a huge, challenging time for our broader community, and it is in Pierce County. And my focus is entirely on supporting the people of Pierce County in my time I have left as county executive, and then hopefully to leave it much better than I found it.
There it is. Hey, Bruce, we really appreciate you. Thanks a lot for coming on and joining us. We look forward to talking to you the next time, and we look forward to more places for folks to park down there in Tacoma, in Pierce County.
I do as well. And gee, remember, we're only dealing with unincorporated Pierce County, right? That was all this dealt with was unincorporated Pierce County. The cities have their own rules and regulations. But I really appreciate you taking the time to address this yesterday and today. It is important. We believe we got to do the right thing in the right way to treat people with dignity and help them get off to a better life than they're currently in. It's about getting people off the streets, not making them more comfortable on the streets.
Appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day, and
we'll
talk
soon.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm looking at this now, G. Yes. I must have been thinking of the governor who's in his third term and final term. County council and executive are limited to 2 consecutive 4-year terms.
You know what I wish?
What?
I wish term limits was a thing that existed all over.
Including the Supreme Court at this point.
Absolutely. A big thank you to Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer for joining the show. I got to tell you, I think that discussion is... I kind of get in my feelings about this topic, and I just want to say it. I want to be clear, and this isn't a shot at the executive, Bruce Dammeyer, and this isn't really a shot at all politics, but I just want to say that there seems to be a disconnect between that person that is in their car and like, oh, okay, well, you can just go to this place. You can go to this place. Hold up. I have my things in my car.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not everybody in their car is up to no good. There's a lot of people that are just in a bad situation, and it's just a temporary thing. So I just need more of a sense of urgency, and that's what I would want to see. That's what I want. That's all.
Yeah, and understandable. And I appreciate that Bruce comes on. He answers
Absolutely.
Tough questions.
Yeah.
And I still don't doubt that he's going to be looking to run for higher office sometime down the future, and I think he'd be a great candidate.
And I also appreciate him saying what he said about me, but I want to be clear. My situations, I got lucky. You can't capture lightning in a bottle like that. That was something. Hey, coming up next, we do Agree to Disagree. It's Gene Ursula.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the G and Ursula Show on this Tuesday morning. And because we had that conversation with Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeyer, we are now getting to our Agree to Disagree segment brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, you got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
I'd like to take this time to provide a little public service announcement to the fellas and the children out there, because I looked at my wife the other day and I said, oh, wait, that's coming up this weekend. It is Mother's Day. So, fellas, get your house in order. And I want to talk about what moms actually want for Mother's Day. A new survey of over 2,100 Americans finds that behind the card, most moms want quality time with their kids. And from this survey, here's the quote that sticks out to me. The gifts moms really want can't be found on Amazon. Now, gee, a lot of times I turn to you. Ursula, I will default to you as the mom and expert on this topic.
I 100% agree with the survey. the very best gifts that I can get from my kids would be time spent with them, and also cards, handwritten cards, heartfelt cards. Those are the treasures that I keep for years. If my house were to burn down and I were to otherwise, other than obviously family members, the one thing I would grab would be cards that have been written to me from my kids over the years.
And Scooter.
And Scooter, of course. of course, Scooter. But this Mother's Day, for whatever reason, came up really quick for me. All of a sudden, I thought, and it's because my son is graduating, my youngest son. So that's another Mother's Day gift. So we're actually going to be in Colorado for Mother's Day this weekend. And it's going to be the best because my oldest son's going to join us. My husband's going to be there. And we're going to be there together as family. And I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate it.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Big time. I'm going to say this to what you guys are saying, what you're saying. And by the way, happy Mother's Day coming up.
Thank you.
But that advice that you guys just got just now from Ursula.
Hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on. Come on. Hell no.
They don't want to spend time with their kids.
It. Hear me out.
Hold it.
I'm telling you. Do not. Do not. Think that you're going to do Mother's Day by saying, I heard on the G and Ursula show that my significant other or my mom or whoever just wants to just spend time with the kids. And so that's it. Make it special. Now, if special, but I mean, you know what special is. You know what her special is. What's not special is here's time with the kids. You need to do a little bit more of that. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that mess. I'm trying to give you guys some pointers. I'm telling you. It's the truth. Don't just, here's a card, and baby, here go the kids. No!
No! Here go the kids.
No,
I didn't say just hand over the kids and then you handle them. No, what you want to do is, yeah, spend that day together, Mother's Day together as a family, if you are lucky enough to be able to do that.
Yes.
But then... yeah, go ahead and give a massage gift card.
Okay.
Or a gift card to the spa.
But y'all didn't say nothing about that. Y'all didn't say nothing about that. All you brought up is it can't be found on Amazon. Yes, it can. As a matter of fact, I found a 3D crystal picture on Amazon. So you take the picture and you send it and they customize it and they make this really cool deal for your... or your significant other.
I
so
love
I got that for my mom. I got it
See,
for my daughter.
I love that. But you know what? I bet your mom, your daughter, all the women in your life, yeah. Lillian.
Wait. Couldn't get Lillian on Amazon.
No. Of course not.
Couldn't get Lillian on Amazon.
But you could also charm them. And make them feel,
the
I know exactly, and make them feel so special by the words that you say about them.
Well, some people require like an actual physical token of affection to feel appreciated because we're all different. But Ursula, see, I think there might be a little bit of a difference in how moms view quality time with their kids depending on the age of the children. Because your children, one has graduated from college, the other is graduating college.
Yes.
And so the time that you get to spend with them is 100% rewarding and never emotionally taxing. But to your point, Ursula, on the gift card thing, so 31% of us plan on giving our mom a gift card. 19% of moms actually want one. I mean, the gift card is kind of like that's the easy way out,
don't
right?
Do that. Do not give the gift card. You don't know what you give because you're going to try to find the best deal.
No, if you know that she loves spa time, get an amazing gift card to that spa. So that is alone time that she can have without guilt and without forking out any money, and you're saying, I'm going to watch the kids so you can go have a spa day.
Matter of fact, on Evening Magazine, there was a spot right before our spot yesterday. I said, "Woo, that looked pretty good."
Yes, it sure did.
But that's the thing, though. If you're like me, you're looking for the deals. Careful getting these deals with the spa before you know it.
I tell you what, don't be coy with the presents with your mom. I feel like she knows what she wants. She may say, I just want to spend some quality time with you. But she definitely wants a little something extra. She wants that present. Don't be too shy with it now.
Now, Chef, you know how to cook, player. So
yeah.
I already know what you got planned, probably.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Well, we have my daughter's birthday the day before, and we're having like 20 people over. So my wife texted and she said, we're going to do a dinner, a special dinner. And I was like, we have 20 people coming over the night before. And then I realized that was the worst thing I could have possibly said.
Yes.
So I already messed up, and I apologize, Gabby.
Well, to make you feel better, my husband said, well, you know, let's do something if we can get to the airport still on time. I'm like, no, we are going to get to the airport on time. We are doing something.
We have to board all the way in the back of the plane. We're going to be there 2 hours early.
I think we can get to the airport by 4 o'clock and still have brunch. How's that?
I need the mamas to text 888-973-CHIRO. Is it just a good idea to just spend time with the kids and get a car and nothing else? Because that's what was said. That was some of the advice. And I said, no, you don't want to do that.
Some thin ice right there, buddy.
All right, coming up next, your text, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. It's Jen Ursula. Just sitting here reading all the Mother's Day ideas and folks sending them through. I will say the one thing you better not do is let mom do anything. Any cooking, any cleaning, none of that, Ursula.
Exactly. And the other thing you shouldn't do is say, hey, what do you want to do for Mother's Day?
Oh, you know, don't do that.
I get that question on Father's Day.
Shouldn't ask that either.
Play.
Exactly.
I just want to say, fellas, it is not the time to talk about how we get the other end when it comes to our holiday. It's always crazy that ours is in June, and you know the teachers, they don't make nothing for the dads. Okay, I didn't mean to take a shot at the teachers.
Okay, yeah, but here's a question though. You think this is just all a Hallmark thing, like all forcing us to do Mother's Day, Father's Day, Sister Day, Brother Day?
Yeah, we need to do it. We need to appreciate.
You should show appreciation every day of the year.
Doesn't work like that.
Well, shouldn't it though? I mean, do we put too much pressure on one day out of the entire year?
Which, but more than that, we go Christmas. We go birthday.
Okay, wait a minute.
It's making up for the other 364. How about that?
Okay, that's a good point. But here's my other question, though.
Huh.
Should it be the same as the kind of gift giving you do at Christmas or birthday? See, I've never looked at it that way.
No. It's a little lower scale. But I got a question for you and everybody else right now. And okay. I might get in trouble for this question. Where is the priority on Mother's Day, your significant other or your mama?
Uh-oh.
She's walking out the door.
Uh-oh.
I know. For people who are really all about looking at it black and white, they'll say, well, you're not my mother, so it's not about you.
Shout out to my guy, Rick.
Sometimes you got to split the difference there.
No, I think it should be about anyone who's a mother.
Oh, so it's even, right? You know that ain't true.
Just move in with your parents like I do, and then you have your mom and your wife in the same house, and you can celebrate at the same time. Problem solved.
Okay, and then there's also this survey that says 40% of people say that their mom has scolded them for spending too much money on her. Are we being honest when we scold our kids for spending too much?
People took that seriously. Oh, honey, you shouldn't have. You really shouldn't. Okay, I won't next time.
Well, the only reason I would do that is if they used my account or my credit card to buy something for me and spent too much money. Maybe that would be the issue. But you know what? I also get that idea. Yeah, I think many moms are. Again, I will go back to this and I will stick with this.
Yeah.
The best gifts are the ones that come from the heart. Truly.
Do you have
a... You cannot give me something. Because honestly, at this point, I can pretty much buy what I want.
Ursula, do you have a higher expectations for Mother's Day gifts from Eric, Steven, and Long Live Mark?
Now?
Yes.
That they're older?
Yes.
No.
Really? It's still the same. So when they were little boys in fourth and fifth grade,
I love that. I mean, they went to Catholic school, and the Catholic schools do a really good job of everyone doing these beautiful little projects for Mother's Day, mm-hmm. so that you're never forgotten.
Does that mean I can get away with finger painting a Mother's Day card?
You know what? If you make it an event and it's something from the heart and you write something beautiful with it, yes, you could.
All right.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive. That's what I'm saying.
I just
and
want
I know
Lily
G disagrees. Here we go. I agree to disagree.
I just want Lily to get me another tie gift. She got me a tie for my birthday. And ooh-wee, it was nice.
Well, Kyle in Olympia says, nothing says I don't give a crap like a gift card. Lame.
Agree.
Okay, no.
Agree.
If it's a gift card to my favorite spa, and if it's enough to cover more than just one treatment,
If you got that gift card from Safeway,
Yeah, do not give a gift card buy the family's groceries. No.
Don't do it.
Rose in Bellevue says, a very informative show as usual. Should be called the Common Sense Program. A card for Mother's Day is much better than a text. Do not text your Mother's Day greetings.
No. No, don't do it. You know what Chef has been right today? 360 says, Chef was so right. It depends on the age of the kids. If they are bickering or grumpy about what that family time looks like, I would just want to bail and head to the spa. I never, ever expect or want a gift for Mother's Day. I am the main cook in my house, so all that I ask is that I do not cook or wait on anybody.
There you go.
Dan in the 425 wins.
Okay, and what did Dan and the 425 say?
Yeah, father of four, including three-year-old twins. Wife is going to a hotel with a spa with girlfriends for the weekend.
Love that.
Winner!
Winner, winner,
winner!
Chicken dinner. I love when Mark bought me a ticket to Vegas to hang out with my friends.
Ooh-wee! All right,
that was a winner.
Where's Live By brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
Okay, and we had hard conversations today. Sometimes, though, the most important conversations are the most difficult to engage in. Be brave enough to start a conversation that matters.
Nah.
Nah, 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 nah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, and my eyes are moving back and forth.
Nah, 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 nah.
Hey, June. Oh, it was so awesome. I'll never forget it.
What's going on?
It's a new hat!
You will have to listen to the entire show to make sense of that clip. And you can do that by listening to our podcast.
Thanks, Ursula. Good stuff.
Thank you, Chef.
Good stuff today. It was a great show. Nick, what you got?
Man, I'm going to keep this short and sweet because, man, this was a real test of our tenacity and toughness in this show today, talking tough subjects in the news like we always do. But that's what makes this show special. We had a nice rebound talking about Mother's Day, too. But this show is special because we carry that weight for the listeners, and we aren't afraid to face the music with all those subjects. Best part about the end of the show, though, it gives us a chance to have an even better show tomorrow. I mean, we're supposed to be a part of hope for the fans, right?
You want to know? You want to know the best part of this show today? Is that I don't have to hear not one more Beatles or Paul McCartney song tomorrow.
By the way,
my goodness, you have really played that out, Nick.
Oh yeah, these last couple days. I mean, Paul's in town. By the way, if you're going to the show tonight, you're going to be thoroughly entertained. Enjoy it.
All right, appreciate you for listening. Love you for that, and be good.
Hope you had as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.